Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fluency Word Lists. An Orton Gillingham reading resource for dyslexia by Evelyn Rice is an instructional literacy resource rather than a general reading theory book or a complete, but curriculum. It is designed for teachers, tutors, specialists, and parents who support dyslexic learners or struggling readers through an Orton Gillingham-based approach. The book provides structured word lists organized across 12 levels, moving from simpler to more complex language patterns in a cumulative sequence. Its purpose is practical to give learners repeated, focused exposure to phonics patterns so that decoding becomes more automatic and reading fluency improves. Rias brings the perspective of an educator and Orton Gillingham trainer, emphasizing predictable organization, multisensory teaching, and incremental mastery. The book is best understood as a companion resource that supplies practice material for lessons, review, spelling reinforcement, and fluency building, especially when used by someone familiar with structured literacy principles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 12-level sequence that turns English patterns into manageable steps. A central feature of fluency word lists is its organization into 12 levels that progress from simple to complex language structures. This matters because dyslexic readers often struggle when English appears irregular, crowded, or unpredictable. By arranging words according to teachable patterns, the book reduces the cognitive load placed on the learner. Instead of asking students to memorize words as isolated units, it encourages attention to sound-symbol relationships, syllable structures, and recurring spelling patterns. The sequence also reflects a key principle of Orton Gillingham. Instruction new material should be introduced only after earlier skills have been practiced and retained. This cumulative design helps prevent gaps that can appear when learners move too quickly through phonics instruction. The value of the book lies less in novelty than in disciplined arrangement. It gives instructors a ready supply of controlled practice words, making it easier to match reading exercises to the specific pattern being taught. For learners, that predictability can support confidence because each list is connected to a skill they are expected to understand rather than a random set of words. Secondly, word lists as fluency practice rather than isolated vocabulary drills. The book uses word lists, but its purpose is not simply vocabulary expansion. In the context of structured literacy, lists are a tool for increasing automaticity. A dyslexic learner may understand a phonics rule but still read slowly because decoding requires too much conscious effort. Repeated reading of carefully selected words helps the learner recognize patterns more quickly and apply decoding strategies with less hesitation. This is the point at which accuracy begins to support fluency. The lists can also serve more than one instructional function. A teacher might use them for oral reading, dictation, spelling practice, rapid recognition, error analysis, or review after a lesson. Because the words are grouped around patterns, mistakes are easier to interpret. If a student consistently misreads a particular vowel team, syllable type, or consonant pattern, the instructor can identify the underlying weakness rather than treating the error as random. This makes the lists diagnostically useful as well as practical. Their strength is that they create repeated, targeted practice without requiring the instructor to design fresh word sets for every lesson. Thirdly, alignment with Orton Gillingham principles of cumulative and multisensory instruction. Fluency word lists is grounded in the Orton Gillingham tradition, which is structured, sequential, cumulative, and multisensory. The book itself is primarily a print resource, but it is intended to be used within lessons that may include visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile elements. For example, a word from a list can be read aloud, segmented into sounds, written, traced, spelled orally, or compared with related words. This flexibility reflects the practical nature of Orton Gillingham teaching, where the same pattern is reinforced through multiple pathways. The cumulative aspect is especially important. Dyslexic learners often need many encounters with a pattern before it becomes stable in reading and spelling. A list format allows previous skills to be revisited, while new skills are introduced gradually. The book, therefore, supports the instructional logic of mastery rather than exposure. It does not merely present reading material, it provides controlled material that can be embedded in a wider lesson plan. Its effectiveness depends on the teacher understanding how to connect the lists to explicit instruction, guided practice, correction, and review. Fourthly, support for both decoding and spelling through predictable language structure. Although the title emphasizes reading fluency, the book also has clear relevance for spelling instruction. Decoding and encoding are closely related in structured literacy because both require the learner to understand how sounds and letters correspond. When students practice word lists organized by pattern, they can learn not only how to read a word, but also why it is spelled in a particular way. This makes the resource useful for dictation, spelling review, and reinforcement after a phonics concept has been taught. Predictable groupings allow learners to compare words and notice similarities, such as shared vowel patterns, endings, or syllable structures. That comparison can strengthen orthographic mapping, the process by which written word forms become stored for quick recognition. The practical advantage is that reading and spelling are not treated as separate subjects. A teacher can use the same list to build oral reading accuracy, written spelling, and pattern recognition. For dyslexic learners, this integration is valuable because fragmented instruction can make language feel arbitrary. The book helps present English as a system with patterns that can be studied, practiced, and retained. Lastly, a companion resource that depends on informed instruction. One important limitation of fluency word lists is that it should not be mistaken for a complete reading program. Word lists can provide valuable practice, but they do not by themselves supply the full structure of assessment, lesson planning, explicit teaching, multisensory routines. Connected text reading, comprehension work, and long-term progress monitoring. The book is therefore strongest in the hands of an educator, tutor, or parent who already understands Orton-Gillingham or structured literacy principles. Used without that background, the lists might become repetitive drills rather than purposeful instruction. This distinction is important because struggling readers often need more than exposure to appropriate words. They need clear explanations, immediate feedback, error correction, pacing decisions, and systematic review. The book can support all of those activities, but it does not replace the professional judgment required to implement them. Its role is supplementary and practical. It fills a common need for organized practice material after a concept has been taught. That positioning makes it useful, but also defines its boundary. It is a resource for strengthening instruction, not a substitute for instruction itself. In conclusion, Fluency Word List is most appropriate for Orton-Gillingham trained teachers, literacy tutors, reading interventionists, special education professionals, homeschool parents using structured literacy, and families seeking additional review material for dyslexic learners. Its practical benefit is the availability of organized, cumulative word lists that can be used immediately for reading practice, spelling reinforcement, dictation, review, and fluency building. Intellectually, the book reflects an important principle in dyslexia instruction: reading improves when language is made explicit, patterned, and teachable, rather than left to incidental discovery. Compared with broader books on dyslexia or full Orton-Gillingham curricula, this resource stands out for its narrow usefulness. It does not try to explain every aspect of reading disability or provide an entire intervention system. Instead, it addresses a specific instructional need: controlled word practice, arranged in a sequence that supports cumulative mastery. That makes it especially helpful after a lesson has been introduced and the learner needs repeated, accurate practice before moving on. Readers looking for theory, scripted lessons, or a complete program may need additional materials. Readers who already have a structured literacy framework will likely find the book valuable because it saves preparation time while keeping practice aligned with systematic phonics instruction. If you would like to support Evelyn Reese, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.